Rebel leaders in Liberia said they won't accept President Charles Taylor's decision to hand the presidency over to his top deputy. Taylor said yesterday that he'd turn over power to Vice President Moses Blah on Monday. A commander with the rebel group Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, or LURD, says no associate of Taylor should take over, even temporarily. NPR's Jason Bobian crossed the front line in Monrovia today, and he reports from LURD-controlled territory.
Just across the Gabriel Tucker Bridge from downtown Monrovia, young LURD fighters are drinking beer and dancing with their AK-47 rifles. One of the rebels is wearing a dress, another sports a long burgundy wig. Their bunker is behind a minibus that's been hit by so many bullets it looks like a sieve. After the initial euphoria of the ceasefire on Tuesday, both sides have stopped letting civilians cross the bridges, and this underscores the continuing tension here. Al-Mahaji Sekou Fofana, the rebel commander here, says LURD will not allow President Taylor to hand over power to his vice president, Moses Blah.
Can you tell me the difference between Moses Blah and Taylor? They're the same people. Moses Blah is a general in army that fought and committed a whole atrocity in Liberia. Moses Blah can't be neutral when he headed the interim government of Liberia.
Even with the ceasefire this week in Monrovia, Fofana accuses President Taylor's forces of continuing to launch attacks on LURD positions outside the capital. Fofana says humanitarian groups and the newly deployed Nigerian peacekeepers, known as ECOMIL, are welcome to visit the LURD territory, but not to work. He says his fighters won't give up control of Monrovia's seaport until Taylor goes into exile and the ECOMIL peacekeepers, in his words, are fully deployed across the country.
We know Taylor very well being a criminal when we leave without proper arrangement, without proper deployment of ECOMOD. In those areas we occupy, Taylor will come and commit a whole lot of atrocity against the Liberian people. So we were not going to leave until we are instructed.
And those instructions, he says, can only come from the head of LURD. Beyond politics, there's another reason the rebels are hesitant to pull back from Monrovia's port. LURD currently controls most of the country's food and gasoline supplies. Young men sell gas on the street from plastic jugs at $5 a gallon. This is one-fifth the price of fuel across the bridge in the government-held section of Monrovia. At this spot, a fight breaks out between rebel soldiers and a vendor over who's allowed to sell gas. There's no sense of order in the streets. Young soldiers force two men at gunpoint into a garage and then follow them in. Bloated human bodies lie by the side of the main road. Residents, however, say they have plenty to eat, and they're hesitant to criticize the LURD fighters who are occupying the streets. 45-year-old Matthew Doe says the international peacekeepers should be sent to this part of Monrovia as soon as possible.
You cannot leave this area vulnerable. You have the law pulling out and the new ones here to keep security, and then whoever is willing to come here to vandalize again will do a second round of fighting and vandalization or even killing and raping. The security should be prioritized, not just law leaving.
The initial deployment of Nigerian peacekeepers in parts of Monrovia this week went extremely smoothly, but the more difficult task of retaking control of the rest of the country from heavily armed rebels still lies ahead. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Monrovia.